Now, what I'm supposed to do up here, I'm supposed to minister to you, if you let me. What I'm up here for, I'm up here to minister to you that you may have dominion in your life and enjoy Christmas every day. You ready for that?
Yes.
All right, let me give you this. We're celebrating Christmas today and Wednesday, and we're going to celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day at home with our family. Here's this first seal for this morning. I applaud God with thanksgiving for his miraculous moment of celebrating the greatest gift that has ever been given. I salute Jesus on this day as the captain of my life. What we do, we read that and then we pray about it, seal it. We're sealing that in our heart now. Seal that in your heart. That's an apostolic seal there. That'll seal you with celebration. You'll celebrate every day. I know it's not fair. In Jesus' name, I know it's not fair. You have to go over it again. Number two, this second apostolic seal I want on you while I'm preaching today is I understand the magnitude of this time of remembrance. So I rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And thank you for letting me be a part of Jesus by grace through faith. Wait, pray about that. Pray about it. Just pray about it. Lift your hand and thank him for that. By grace, through faith, I can celebrate all my life. Not just one day. I can celebrate on into eternity. And I'm so thankful. I know you're thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, Lord. We're so thankful. I understand the magnitude of this time of remembrance. So I rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And thank you for letting me be a part of Jesus by grace through faith. In Jesus' name. Then the third seal is a very simple seal, but it's so complicated. Jesus, today I declare, you are Lord of lords, King of kings, and because of you, I'm reigning in everything. Come on, lift your hand and praise him. Good God Almighty, man. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. I'm reigning in everything. Say it, I'm reigning in everything. Come on, come on. Pray about that a minute. All right, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's go to work. Sit down, get your Bible. Let's go to work. Go to work. I want you to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 16. In a few moments, I'm going to read it out the Amplified Bible because then I'm going to tell you some things that I want you to write down and some things that I want to show you this morning from the perspective of celebrating the unlimited gift of Jesus. Celebrating the unlimited gift of Jesus. Get ready right now, because some things I want to walk you through so you can celebrate properly. The next thing I want you to see is unwrapping his unlimited grace. Right? Because I got some more to tell you what we're going to work on today. The next thing is living in his unlimited goodness. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Jesus, this stuff too good to not be solemn. The next thing is walking in his unlimited faith. And then, my brothers and sisters, operating in his unlimited light. Let me go over that again. I need to go over that again. What is the lesson? The lesson is celebrating the unlimited gift of Jesus. All right? He's an unlimited gift. No limit. No impossibility. But to do that, you have to be unwrapping his unlimited grace, his unlimited favor, his unlimited love. Then you'll be able to, every day, living in his unlimited goodness. The Lord is good, isn't he? Yes. Say it, the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. God is a good God. Good God Almighty. Very good. Walking in unlimited faith. There's nothing my faith can't make happen. Not because of me, but because of him. He's undefeated, undeniable, unstoppable. I'm with him. Amen. Amen. And then operating, this celebration caused me to operate in unlimited light. Darkness cannot control me. This world system cannot stop me from seeing. I see in another realm. I see in another dimension. God's word is a light to my feet and a light to my path. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to read you a Bible, out of the Bible, John 1:16. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible because it explains everything I've been saying. For out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another. Hallelujah. And spiritual blessings, a blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even favor upon favor. Good God Almighty, that's a good life, isn't it? And notice at the end, and gift heaped upon gift. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, in order to understand God's plan in Christ, you have to go further than the baby. And so I want to take you to extended Christmas. That your Christmas do not stop at the manger. The birth of Christ was the beginning of the whole deal. But it accelerated through sonship. A son was given. The birth accelerated when that son was given. I'm going to take you through some things that happened that caused acceleration and caused celebration 24 hours a day. All your life. You will hear bells ringing every day of the year. And all of it is not going to be silent night. Sometime you're going to have to shout. A good Christian can't stay silent all the time. Every now and then you got to holler out. I've been in meetings. The revelation got so strong, people scream. Just scream. Listen, I just got to scream. I said, go ahead, scream, sister. I just got to scream. I've seen some of the most sadistic, quiet people who love God, and the spirit hit and they forgot who they were. Isaiah chapter 9. I want you to see a prophetic word of the whole spectrum of why God sent his son. And I tell you, in a few moments, there'll be shouting ground in this place, because you're going to see some things and miracles are going to start flowing. Right? No, I'm not talking about down the street. Miracles going to start. High blood pressure going to drop. What? Miracles will flow in this house today. Cancer will be smothered. The life will be choked out of cancer in this house today. Cancer, diabetes can't breathe in here. Jesus is going to take the life out of every disease. While I'm preaching, the Holy Ghost is going to choke every disease in here. While I'm preaching, silver and gold going to start moving. I feel a Holy Ghost, man. I feel something. You can't preach about Jesus and something don't happen. Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9. Somebody help him here. I'm coming out here so this anointing can be sweeping over this floor. He's unlimited. Say it, tell your neighbor, he's unlimited. Tell him you don't have nothing he can't handle. Matter of fact, say, matter of fact, he going to handle it today. Can I get that expectancy out of you? Huh? Can you expect him to do something for you today? Not tomorrow. Today. This is going to be the best Christmas you ever had in your life. Breathe. Pressure valves going to be popped open. Any type of pressure, worry, or fear going to be dealt with today. Husband and wife, souls will be tied together today. The arguments are over. All right, Isaiah 9. It's so powerful. Sit down, Isaiah 9. You feel that? The intensity of the glory. 9 and 6. I tell you, Jesus is more than a child. Yes, he is. And if you sit by the manger, you ain't gonna get nothing. The manger was the introduction to explosive life. And so this prophetic moment, Isaiah told the whole story. So I got to pick out some things for you to show you some things. Listen, let me read it to you and then I'm going to pick out some things. Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What a name. What a name. Now, everything that was said in his name belonged to me. He's my counselor. He's my mighty God. He's my Prince of Peace. You see, you got to take ownership. You can't read like this belong to Isaiah.
Right. Right. Yes, sir.
No, this belong to Leroy.
Right. Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Yes, sir. All glory to God.
See, and yes, this is being ministered to you.
Yes, sir.
That whatsoever is offending you,
right,
or holding you back,
yes,
will be dealt with today,
yes,
by that name. I want to pause here.
Yes, sir.
I want to say something by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Wonderful thing about to happen to you.
Oh, I receive it. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Things, I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
Thing that you thought couldn't happen. From this day forward,
yes,
your life shall be wonderful.
Yes.
Matter of fact,
yes,
the spirit of wonderful,
yes,
come on your life today. Somebody shout.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
The spirit of wonderful, come on your life today.
Yes.
You receive that? Verse 7, of the increase of his government. You better underline that word government. We don't understand that word. That's a word that's very important. For if he can't govern you, he can't govern the demons who won't come in your life. Because you're going to end up in the wrong place, and you're not going to have his covering because you don't understand his government. And his government will tell you what way to go so he can go with you. But if you go another way, of the increase, look, underline that word increase. For after the day, your life in every area will be in increase.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good. I receive it. I receive
it. I know I'm talking as an apostle now. I ain't talking as no milkman.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about, I'm speaking about the inspiration of the Holy,
yes,
Ghost. I'm saying what he tell me to say. If you don't receive it, it come back to me. From this day forward, all increases belong to you. You receive it?
Hallelujah.
You believe it?
Hallelujah.
Take it then.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
We unwrapping Jesus up in here. We unwrapping his grace. Unwrapping his goodness. Oh my goodness. Of the increase of his government and peace. Peace. There shall be no end. Watch this now. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to what?
Order.
And to what?
Justice.
With what?
Justice.
And what?
Justice.
How long?
Justice.
Who going to do this?
The zeal of the Lord.
Who's going to perform this? All right, now, let me pinpoint some things here for you because you might not see it. You might overlook it. Let me pinpoint some things for you. I received some. Let me pinpoint some things for you that you need to see. In Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, I want to give you some words so you can work with them. is birth, death, unto us a son is given. He talk about he give him in death. Resurrection, he got up. He couldn't be sitting on a throne if he didn't get up. He's seated. Then it explained to us his name belonged to us. We under his government. Man shall not rule us. His kingdom, all under two voices. Then his performance. So here's a statement I want to make to you. You cannot celebrate Jesus without the cross. His resurrection. The seated position and his government. Now let me say something about living a good life. How many of y'all like the good life?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I say living a good life, I ain't just talking about prayer meeting and reading the Bible. I'm talking about living a good life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about living the provision that God had provided for his children. Yeah. And it's all spiritual, but it's not all manifested spiritual.
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
So Ephesians 2:10, I want to read that before I get to give you some points this morning. And then we'll be ready to roll. We'll be ready to shout under the Christmas tree. I got three in my house. You'd have five or six of them. Got three in my house.
Amen.
You got a big house, you need a lot of trees. Because you be downtown, you won't see the tree. Y'all ain't got it. You ain't got that? When you be downtown in your house. I want to read this out of the Amplified Bible, Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand. For us, taking path, what you prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them. You see, look at it. Living the good life. Which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, based on all those aspects, back to Isaiah 9. Let me give you some points now. Let me give you some things. Because of, let me go back there. Let me read it. I'm going to say something while I'm reading it. Then I'm going to give you some points to go by in your life. Now, for unto us a child is born, Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born. Well, that's the celebration of Jesus' birth, you see. And it's a prophetic word. Here's a prophet who prophesied it before it happened. Now, we live in dispensation where it has happened. The child has been born, right? But then he goes on to another dimension. If you don't read that scripture right, you think he's talking about the same thing. But then he goes on, unto us a son is given. That's another dimension. See, that the son have grown up, lived a good life, and went to a cross on our behalf.
Yes,
Christ, you know, Christ was given for.
Oh, yeah.
He gave his life that we might have his life and we might live his life. You understand me?
Yeah.
All right, so unto us a son is given, then it goes to another dimension. It goes to his lordship. He's not just a baby. He's not just a son. He's Lord of Lord and King of King. And so the spiritual kingdom has to have government. The government, the natural government, cannot function in the spiritual kingdom in authority without the spiritual kingdom. See, this is beyond the president, beyond governors and senators and representatives. This is in another dimension with another dominion. Talk to me. Another dimension with another dominion. His government. See, his government shall be upon his shoulder. Why? Nobody else can carry it. No man can carry the kingdom. No man can rule the kingdom. But the man Christ Jesus. He paid the price for it. You follow what I'm saying? So if you look in your Bible, and he said the government should be on his shoulder, then he gave us his name. You know, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Whatsoever you ask in my name, it be done. It's a powerful name. It's a name that include all heaven resources. It's a name that have authority in three worlds. Earth, heaven, and hell. It's the most powerful name. So he just give us a little glimpse. That is not all of it, but he said his name should be called. It's a wonderful name. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So if you really want to celebrate, it can't be just around a baby. Even though the baby had to come. But the baby was a starting point of a revolution. Of a revival. Of a restoration. The baby really become strong out of a resurrection. Not out of a manger, out of a resurrection. Defied death. Defied sickness. Defied disease. So the Holy Spirit gave me some things to show you how to operate in this dimension of what Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 is saying. And what, and you, that verse in John 1:16, that was so beautiful. He said, you know, grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, gifts heaped upon gifts. It's ongoing. See, his grace is ongoing. It's unlimited. Amen. You are designed to live an unlimited life. Oh, you need to get somebody a high five on that, man. Come on, hit somebody that. You designed to live an unlimited life. Say it, I'm designed by God through Christ to live an unlimited life. I take it. Now, before I give you, here's what you got to understand. I'm fully persuaded.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What he has promised.
Yes, sir.
He is also able to perform.
Yes, sir.
Put this in your note. When you write in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he tell us to present our whole spirit, soul, and body. Then the next verse said, he who called you also will do it.
Yes.
See, the performance is on him.
Yeah.
What you have to say, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Take your healing right now. I'll take it. It's mine. I'm connected. With that baby who was born, because I'm a Christian, because I'm a believer, I'm connected to that baby. So anything come out of that baby life belong to me. This baby been through a cross, died, shed his blood, was whooped, and went to a grave, this baby, and got up and declared all power. I'm connected to the baby. To his whole life. Whatever he accomplished belonged to me. He sent the Holy Spirit. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. For my compass, my guide, my teacher, my sustainer, my helper, my backup, my leader, my trainer. I got all this. You think I'm not going to celebrate Christmas? All this came through Christmas. Had he not born, there wouldn't be no Holy Spirit. Had he not born, there wouldn't be no eternal life. Had he not born, there wouldn't be no healing. Had he not born, the devil could rule my life. But he gave me his name. I got his name. In the name of Jesus, because I got that name, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess, he is Lord. Everything belong to his name belong to me. He gave it to me. It's a gift. I tell you right now, I'm not planning on losing. I might have to fight a few battles, but I tell you right now, I already know I won. And I know the battle is not mine. It's the Lord's. And I heard he never lost one. Why would you come in his house and let word stay with you? Why would you come in here and believe that you're not going to win? It's just not going to happen. I celebrate Christmas. Listen to me, I want you to hear this. I celebrate Christmas because I win every day. I win on Groundhog Day. Because what happened on Christmas sent me a message that I'll never be defeated. Sit down now. I know you won't write these down. You won't have these. Miracles flow wherever Jesus' potentials is known and acted upon. Miracles flow wherever his potentials are known and acted upon by faith. You are created for miracles.
Yes, I am. Amen. Amen.
Watch this now. This is powerful. The problem that came in your life, it came to introduce you to a miracle. Satan sent it. But Jesus wants you to know that Satan is no match for you and him.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You are a miracle biter.
Thank you, Lord.
Miracles are on the inside of you if you know the potential of Jesus who lives on the inside of you. The miracle worker, lift your hands. The miracle worker lives, say this. The miracle worker lives on the inside of me. Wow. 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 You have miracle potentials everywhere you go. Because the miracle worker lives on the inside of you. He's your Savior. He's your Lord. He's your master. He's Satan's master. This world system don't know who you are. It's all right if somebody else don't know who I am. I say it's all right if somebody else don't know who I am. But God dog it, I better know who I am. You need to hear this. I'm going to say it. You need to hear it because in church religion, you're not going to hear this. There is greatness on the inside of you. And when you don't recognize your greatness, you're going to hang with wrong people. And they're going to kill you. Because they don't know how to appreciate greatness. Christian, that's great. You're a Christian, right? That's greatness on the inside of you. Don't let nobody tell you no different. Number two. Let's unwrap it. Signs and wonders are released where his will is pursued. Signs and wonders are released where his will is pursued. How many know he can make it happen? How many know he can take 5 loaves of bread and 2 little fish and feed 5,000? How many know he can walk on water? Huh? How many know he was in the lion den? How many of y'all know he can stop fire, he stopped lion from biting? He's with the Hebrew boys in the fire furnace. How many of y'all know he can take the burn out of fire? I want, see, because, watch this. You listening?
Yes, sir.
When I'm talking about him, I can't exaggerate.
No.
That's right.
Oh, man. That's right.
He is beyond exaggeration.
Exactly. That's real, Dad. That's real.
There's nothing you can describe about him that can be exaggerated. He's beyond exaggeration. Do he love you? Yes, he loves you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but you don't know what I did. He still loves you. His love is unconditional. And this morning, he about to sweep all the hell out of your life. All hell. All hell. Everything from hell. God, everything from hell be swept out of your life today. Christmas is a day of heaven. Christmas is when heaven came to earth and gave me an invitation to be a part of it. Now you got miracles, you got signs and wonders. Now you got to listen real close to this one. When the believer knows how to keep his present, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, open, their lives are unlimited. Now get this. No, not P-R-E-S-E-N-T. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Yeah, that's why it was P-R-E. Yeah, P-R-E-S-E-N-C. His present.
Right.
His present. You know, he's here.
Right.
When a believer knows how to keep his presence open, you got that?
Yeah.
Their lives are unlimited.
Amen.
Man, y'all didn't get that one.
Hallelujah.
See, when you know how to stay in his presence,
yes, sir.
Nothing can touch you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Nothing too much for you. And he has designed himself to be in your presence.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll never leave you.
Right.
Nor forsake you.
Yes.
I'm with you always.
Yes.
So if that's so, and it is true.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm constantly in his presence.
Yes.
That means my life is unlimited.
Yes. Glory to God.
Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Everybody say presence.
Presence.
See, you have the divine right to live in his presence.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I receive it, Father.
Why? He lives in you.
Yes, he does.
In him, I live, I move, and I have my being. So now I'm reading in the spirit. I think it's Romans 8:31. If God is for me, who can be against me? And I found out he is for me.
Yes, he is.
So that means no weapon
formed
against me can prosper. Because I keep his presence open. My life is unlimited. That's a Christmas gift.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh? Then he said one time, where can you go from my presence? If you go under the sea, I'll be waiting on you. Scuba dive, but I'm down there already. You fly in the sky, 40,000 feet in the air, going 540 miles an hour. I was up there before you got up there. And whether you know it or not, I'm in front of the plane. What an awesome God. What an awesome life to be a Christian. I love it. I love him. I love Jesus. You love Jesus? So what that mean then? Listen what I'm hearing in the spirit. That mean that if anything pulling you down, sickness, lack, misunderstanding, is only temporary. All contamination will be eliminated today by his presence. In this type of atmosphere, your last prayer just been answered. You don't have to pray that no more. You don't have to pray about that anymore. I'm trying to speak what the Spirit of God is telling me. I'm anointed for this moment. He heard you. I like the Holy Spirit. I like this one. It rhymes. The Holy Spirit is something. He's telling me what to tell you. Keep the prayers hot and the glory will never stop. Keep the prayers hot and the glory will never stop. It'll just keep on coming. You remember Isaiah in the 6th chapter of Isaiah? Turn there, the first verse. Keep the prayers hot and the glory will never stop. In other words, all that he is, all that he has will constantly be, I've been like this for years, constantly overwhelming you. You get drunk, sitting in a rocker. You get drunk. Just sitting, you ain't reading the Bible, nothing. Just get drunk. Just get flat drunk. Can't walk. Can't talk. Just get flat. The goodness, oh my, feel it now. The goodness of God just come on you. Jesus Christ. In the year that King Uzziah died, see, your Uzziah's got to die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sometimes I got some Uzziah. Blinding you. I saw also the Lord sitting up on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You know what I mean? When his train filled the temple, he kept on coming. Just kept on coming. Just kept on coming. Just kept on coming. This year the Lord just keep on coming in your life with blessings. Just keep on coming. Just keep on coming. Well, soon you shouting in midair before you get down. Something else you got to go back up. Yeah, you shout about a blessing, and you're up, and by the time you hit down, you got to get back up because another blessing will come.
That's what I'm talking about.
Know the reason some of y'all can't shout? I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to be the teacher about this later. Know the reason some of y'all ain't shouting? Your soul contaminated.
Come on now.
Your soul can't take the revelation. I'm going to tell you now, after I teach Wednesday night, I'm going to tell y'all how to get y'all soul out of trouble. But y'all don't even, you can't even be crispy about this. So some kind of sin in your soul, or some kind of wound in your soul, or some kind of darkness in your soul, and Satan is landing there. That's what I taught him in prayer meeting this morning. She know. She know, that's why she crying. That's why she crying. She know. You got to know how to soak your soul in light.
right.
That Satan won't have no place to stop you when God's sending your message. Do you know we reject our own message? I'll train you how to soak your soul in the light that your soul can be in agreement with your spirit. An excellent spirit, an excellent soul, and you'll have an excellent body. And you'll have excellent finances, and you'll have excellent relationship. Somebody said, well, I don't teach that this morning, Pastor. No, I don't teach that now. But I see some of y'all a little dull. I know why you're dull. You got some sin in your soul the blood need to be applied to. Then you're still not through. Right in the middle of my message, but I got to do it. Sin produce a wound in your soul. You need to apply the dunamis power to, the power of the resurrection that will move all infirmities, sickness in soul and sickness in body, and give you an excellent soul. Then there are darkness in the soul. And in that darkness, Satan's kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. So if we find darkness in your mind, in your emotion, in your will, or in your conscience, he got a right to come and shut your prayer down and shut you down and make you feel gluey, gummy. You ever that bad day feel like nothing working? That's Satan. He done got in your soul. I got to teach you how to get him out and keep him out. And the way to heal your soul is the glorious light of Jesus. You take it and shine it in your soul so Jesus can find out what need to be healed. The body of Christ need this lesson. Huh? Worry, fear, sickness, disease, all of them start off in your soul, not in your body. We're going to reverse some things up in here. So I understand. I understand you can't get excited sometimes. Sit down. Let me try to close out here now. I'm having to close out here. Turn to John 16:23. Read it to me. John 16:23. I'm going to say something to you about unwrapping this gift and unwrapping this mighty gift God gave us. Man, celebrating this unlimited gift of Jesus. Say it, celebrating the unlimited gift of Jesus. Unwrapping his unlimited grace. Living in his unlimited goodness. Walking in his unlimited faith. Operating in his unlimited light. Now, when I teach you that by the soul, you're going to be able to operate in his unlimited light. I'll get to it. I'll get to it. Listen. John 16:23. Read that to me. All right, number five. Prayer is a golden gift to those who know the power of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Prayer. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Prayer is a golden gift to those who know the power of Jesus' name. Whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll see to it that you get it. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll change everything. I'll change the whole world just to get the answer to you.
Thank you.
prayer is a golden gift to those who know the power of Jesus' name. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and on and on and on. Everlasting life. He's a healer. He stopped the troublemaker. He's a baker. He can make bread in the wilderness. He's water in dry places. He make water come out of a rock. He's Alpha and Omega. Look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despite the shame. Where he at? Three monkeys, four buzzards, and three billy goats just start running. Demonical powers. Demonical powers who's hindering your life in your soul. See, they can't hinder your life in your spirit. They're hindering your life in your soul, but you apply the blood to your soul. You need to apply the blood to your soul every day, because your soul will go easy away. Understand it?
Yes, sir.
If you ever find out you're losing, check it with your soul. Something going on in your soul, because your spirit is perfect. If you're a child of God, your spirit is perfect. Your body is neutral. You understand what I'm saying? Your body is neutral. Your body can't stop sickness. But your soul, connected to your spirit, can stop it and move it out. You really not sick in your body. You sick in your soul. When you get your soul healed, your body going to fall right in there. I knew that there was something that God wanted to teach us. The enemy having too much fun in the body of Christ. We praying all night. We reading the Bible all night. We crying. And he still sat there and won't get up. Because he has a common place. He has a clam on you. You and him have something in common. He done put something in common in your soul with him. I tell you, his Satan days for manifesting at the Word of Life Christian Center is over. I'm going to teach you some things to stop him from manifesting. He may show up, but he can't manifest. The power in you is going to be too strong for him to do what he won't do. Write this down. Sit down. I got 6 minutes. I'm going to close. I know it's a busy season. I know you're all busy. Heaven prevailed on earth at the day of Jesus' birth. Heaven invaded earth at the day of Jesus' birth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Heaven took hell over at the day of Jesus' birth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The next one is, and then my closing one. The purpose of Jesus must be carried out by the church.
Amen.
The purpose of Jesus must be carried out by the church. Let's run through one or two scriptures. Turn to 1 John 3. Hallelujah. The purpose of Jesus. The devil wasn't sent to destroy you. You were sent. The devil have no match on earth but you. The computer is not his match. Technology can't stop him. I don't care what they do. I don't care what IBM do. I don't care what. Give me some other name. Apple. I don't care what they do. They can't stop the devil. The only person who can stop the devil is somebody who connected with God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You were manifested to destroy the works of the devil. You powerful. You mighty. Leave your knowing that. Don't leave you like a worm. Leave your knowing that you got power in you that can stop the devil. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I break your power. You have power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. And the power of the enemy can't do you no harm. I wish somebody would call the Baptist church so we can shout in here. I had me 5 or 6 Baptists. We can shout up in here. These word of faith people don't know how to shout. When the glory hits, somebody needs to shout. I wish somebody had the Baptist number. I'll call the Baptists up. Let them shout up here. The way I've been preaching the Baptists, I tore this church up. What? I'll call the Church of God in Christ. Let them shout up in here. Get me some Pentecostals up in here. These sweet Jesus people don't want to move. God talking to me, sweet Jesus. First John 3:8. He that committed sin, or he that practiced sin, that's what he's talking about, is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. What? That he might. Watch now. Watch what I say. He might destroy the works of the devil through you. I'm a devil destroyer. I destroy his work. I have the blood. I have the name of Jesus. I'm full of grace. I'm full of faith. I'm full of love. I'm full of wisdom. The devil ain't no match for me. Christ, the hope of glory, lived on the inside of me. You have overcome them, little children, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. His purpose is, I assign you, destroy the works of the devil everywhere you go. I put my power in. Oh my God. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, destroyed all the way. Look, healing all who was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You don't have time to be oppressed. You are an oppressed person deliverer. You're in Christ. Christ in you. Merry Christmas. Your Christmas can't be merry unless you know who you are. One more. Luke 4:18. Call all hell and tell them about this. Luke 4:18. You ain't going through that no more. You're not going to let this happen to you no more. You're going to take authority, and you're not just going to be happy on Christmas. You're going to be happy every day. You have an anointing. I had a vision. I was praying. I was on the treadmill. My wife just had walked in. When she walked in, the glory was in the garage because it just had hit. I had a vision right before she walked in. I was excited. I was screaming. Something was happening. I had a vision. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Remember we say, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water? All of a sudden, out of my belly flow river of living blood. Then I thought it was through. Then another river came up. Rivers of living oil. I thought that was it. Then another flow started. Rivers of new wine. So I had four flow going at one time. The living water. The living blood. The living wine. What other one was? The living oil. The oil represents anointing, right? Now here's what Christmas did for you in Luke 4:18. Teach. I promise you I'll close here, but look at this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What's it there for? Because, good God Almighty, Lord help me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What kind of gospel? Not in word only, but in power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Good God Almighty. I said, good God Almighty. He has sent me to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind. Get ready now. I'm about to set everybody in here free. Whatever it is. He said, everybody gets free. When I read this, everybody, whatever you're dealing with, you get free of it right now. And set at liberty them that are bruised. Wow, man, wow. You heard the gospel? You, look at me, you heard the gospel? You have to make a decision now. Come here and let me pray with you. You want to accept Jesus in your heart? You want to...